Trumos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, 1-8. We now return to the topic of having two batches of produce, let's call them A and B, and we're taking from B on behalf of both A and B together. Again, so for example, you have 50 figs, or whatever it is, in A and 50 figs in B. You have a total of 100, you should give 2%, meaning two of those figs should go to Truma, and you could either take one from A and one from container B, or you could take both from container B. Again, that only is permissible if A and B are on equal footing in terms of their Truma obligations. So we're going to have a number of cases now, and the next coming Mishnayos that are going to be setting up where that may or may not work when you take from B on behalf of A, but they're more subtle than the previous cases we had back in Mishnah Hay. So what's driving in Mishnah Ches, the principle is that a person is supposed to take Truma only from the produce after it's finished being processed, called Gemar Malacha, the finishing of the processing, which in the case of grain would be having threshed, winnowed, and now stacking and smoothing the pile of grain that's finished. In the case of wine and oil, it would be after the grapes have been pressed and the wine collected, or the olives have been pressed and the oil collected. So the question, that's the proper thing to do, to wait till Gemar Malacha. The question is, what happens if you didn't, or you're taking from some produce on behalf of other, where some of the produce has been finished being processed and others haven't? So here in Mishnah Ches, we have the case of A and B, two batches that you're taking together. B has already finished being processed, but A is still not yet finished being processed. So the question is, can you take from B the finished stuff on behalf of A, the not yet finished stuff? And the Mishnah says, Ein tormin shemen al zeisim hanechtashim. You should not take from oil, meaning completed Gemar Malacha oil, in B, on behalf of olives hanechtashim that have been ground up but not yet pressed, meaning they're in the middle of the process of extracting their oil, but they haven't had Gemar Malacha. The point here, just to emphasize, is that we're talking about olives which are in the middle of a process. They're not olives that are just never going to turn into olive oil. They'll be eaten raw as olives or pickled olives. No, these olives are going to be processed, and therefore they haven't reached Gemar Malacha. So the Mishnah says you may not take from B the Gemar Malacha, the completed oil, on behalf of A, which hasn't yet been completed, the uncompletedly pressed olives. And similarly, Velo Yain al Anavim Hanidrachos, nor should you take wine from B on behalf of grapes that are in A, if those grapes are yet to be pressed, or the finished being, they haven't yet been finished having their grape juice extracted from them. V'im taram, but if you did trumaso truma, it is effective, meaning the stuff that both, if you took two from B, both of those two units are indeed truma in every sense of the word. However, v'yachzer v'yisram, we force you to now, rabbinically, as a penalty to stop you from taking tithes on unfinished produce, we now make you go take a tithe again when you finish processing the grapes or the olives. So now, mid-oraisa, on a Torah perspective, it works. You've taken from wine on behalf of grapes or oil on behalf of olives, and that really, on a doraisa level, works. No problem. In fact, the Kohen isn't losing anything because he's getting the oil or the wine as he wanted. The problem is we're afraid the next time you do it the other way around, you'll make a mistake taking from unprocessed on behalf of the stuff that has fully been processed. And that would be cheating the Kohen. So we have a penalty here to stop you from doing that. And therefore we say you have to go back and do it a second time. But keep track. The first stuff is Truma on a Doraisa level, and the second stuff is only being treated as Truma on a rabbinic level. And therefore the Mishnah is going to say, Harishona, that first time you took Truma, the two units from B, where A had unfinished produce and B had finished produce, so then it is, those two units are totally Truma, and therefore midda ma'as bifnei atzma, they by themselves, meaning the oil that you took, or the wine that you took, create dimua. That means to say, if you recall from the introduction, there's normally a rule when it comes to mixtures that if you have min bimino, two things of the same type mixing together, like olive oil with olive oil or wine with wine, so then we go after the rove, the majority. But in the case of truma, that's not the case. In the case of truma, We have a special rule of Meduma, which says that you need to have more than 99 times of the non-truma against the truma, maybe 100 times. So we're saying here that the strictures of Meduma, of needing the more than 99 times of one against the other to annul the status of the truma, applies to that first batch of oil, because it's for wine, because that's the truma d'oraisa. And similarly, v'chayavan le'achomesh. Also, we discussed in the introduction, this is how the Mishnah introduces this topic inside, that if one b'shogeg inadvertently eats, and he's not a Kohen, and he eats truma, so he has to replace the truma, but in addition, he has to, for every 4 units of truma that he ate b'shogeg on accident, he has to add a fifth, like a penalty unit. So if he drank 4 cups of wine, not realizing that they were truma and he wasn't a Kohen, he'll have to replace not just 4 cups, but add a fifth cup, a total of 5 cups he has to replace. That's a requirement when it comes to truma d'oraisa, which applies to the first batch. Avalo shnia, when it comes to the second batch, the penalty batch, we're forcing you to take truma again from this wine or oil after you finish processing the grapes or olives that were in container A. So we're forcing you to do it, but really on a d'oraisa level, it's not truma, it's just rabbinically truma. And that being the case, it won't need the more than 99 times against to be annulled, because it's d'rabbanan truma only. And there'll be no requirements for chomesh, meaning if one accidentally b'shogeg eats this rabbinic truma, he replaces the keren, however much he took, but not chomesh, he doesn't add an extra 25%. The Tiferes Yisrael speaks out an important addition, which is, since really on a d'oraisa level, the second so-called truma really is not truma at all, it was totally tithe produce. So even though you're calling it truma, it hasn't had its various tithes taken from it. Truma is exempt from meiser, trumas meiser and meiser sheni, etc. But this, what you're calling truma, actually isn't. And therefore, you're going to give it to the Kohen, who will eat it as if it is truma, but tahara and so on. But the Kohen will first have to remove the various tithes that have to be removed from any chulin.